From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama sends Congress his proposed budget for the next fiscal year today. It's a spending plan that totals nearly $3.75 trillion, but which includes spending cuts and tax increases aimed at reducing the federal deficit from this year's anticipated record high of more than $1.5 trillion. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, though, says from what he's seen of the president's plan, it does not go nearly far enough in cutting spending.
If it's what these early press reports show, it shows that he's abdicating leadership on that point. I'm hoping that that's not the case, that we can get this debt going down, but it looks like the debt's going to continue rising under this budget.
Ryan was on Fox News Sunday, but White House Budget Director Jacob Lew says while the deficit will rise this year, it would come down by about a third next year. And Lew says the budget plan would reduce by about 14% the cumulative federal deficits over the next decade.
The budget saves $1.1 trillion over the next 10 years in domestic spending, which would bring us down to the smallest government as the size of the economy since Eisenhower was president.
Lew was on CNN State of the Union. At least two people are dead in the capital of Afghanistan after a suicide bomb attack on an upscale hotel and shopping complex that's popular with foreigners and well-to-do Afghans. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul says police are trying to move people away from the complex, which has been the target of attacks in the past.
It's right smack in the center of the city. Right now there are streams of traffic heading out of downtown, and the police have blocked off some streets and turned others into one-way streets just to get the people in the cars out of the city center.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. Egypt's military leaders are urging people to return to work to help shore up that country's economy, but banks remain closed today because of a strike threat, and the reopening of Egypt's stock exchange has been delayed again until next weekend. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo says people are still focused on what lies ahead for the country.
What is on everyone's mind is not necessarily getting back to work, but rather where the country is headed. Clearly, stability is an issue, how that will be managed. The army is in control. That is a very well-respected institution. But for there not to be any further protests or for there not to be any further instability, what needs to happen, of course, is that civil society needs to be involved in a discussion with the military about how to move forward to free and fair elections.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Security forces are clearing Cairo's central square of the few remaining protesters today. Indonesia's best-known radical cleric faces a maximum penalty of death if he's convicted on charges of setting up a terrorist cell accused of plotting high-profile assassinations and attacks. Abu Bakar Bashir has gone on trial today in the world's most populous Muslim nation. He says the charges against him are fabricated and he only wants to defend Islam. This is NPR News from Washington. China has formally overtaken Japan as the world's second-largest economy. Latest official figures from Tokyo show Japan's gross domestic product grew by just under 4% last year. That's far slower than the growth in China. Country music trio Lady Antebellum is the top winner at the Grammy Awards, winning 5 awards last night. And NPR's Luis Schiavone reports the rock group Arcade Fire took Album of the Year honors.
It's a quarter after one.
Lady Antebellum was a big winner with this hit for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Country Album.
Just gonna stand there.
Eminem wasn't overhyped. The latest Motor City recording hero took home several Grammys, including Best Rap Album. CeeLo Green cleaned up his lyrics and performed with Puppets and Gwyneth Paltrow. And legendary megastars like Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, and Barbra Streisand showed they've still got it, dusting off hits way older than today's pop stars. Luis Schiavone, NPR News.
A new study is warning that children and teenagers should not be downing energy drinks on a regular basis. The report says some of those drinks have 4 to 5 times more caffeine than soda, and some young people are drinking 4 or 5 of them a day. Dr. Steve Lipschultz is chairman of pediatrics at the University of Miami Medical School. He says he's been seeing a surge in kids with bad reactions to energy drinks.
Children coming in feeling sick after certain energy drinks, and we saw some teenagers that died with the combination of energy drinks and alcohol.
Lipschultz says the drinks often contain ingredients that can worsen the jittery effects of caffeine. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for